Welcome to the Freedom Friends Show, where we introduce you to all of the different techniques that you can take in order to make more freedom friends. Those who either help you get clients, support you with your clients, or those who just simply help you achieve some level of freedom in your life or business. I am living my dream.
Yes, and I'm an admirer from afar.
Ma'am, I've been admiring you for 6 years. Seriously. That's why I asked you, that's why I was like, okay, I need to interview you for my podcast.
Well, I am so honored, and thank you. Thank you, sister.
I'm glad you said yes. I'm like, what? Daddy said
yes. Yeah, I was looking forward to it. Look, I just got back from vacation.
Ooh, welcome.
And I was thinking about you. I was like, what is this scheduled? And so I had to look, and I was like, okay, it's this week. It's coming up. So, yeah, I was looking forward to it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
Before
we officially get started, okay, do you have any questions at all for me?
No, I had to practice. I had to go to your page and watch somebody else's or listen to somebody else's interview.
We're practicing.
I was like, I got to get dressed up.
No. And actually, these are typically, the audio is usually what's only.
I saw it. I was like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Well, first off, thank you for agreeing to be on the show.
Thank you.
I remember when we first met about 6 years ago when I first came to Baltimore. I was a PhD student at the time, and I was working for a nonprofit. And I remember that you, first off, I was impressed that there was a woman who was in charge of planning the 25th anniversary for this. I feel like they had $1 million. It was a small nonprofit, but they had a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, there's a woman. Not only is she a woman, she's a black woman. Like, oh, hell yeah. I don't know how, but I need to stay in touch with her. I don't know how.
Oh, my God.
It was definitely not one of my favorite, most favorite jobs in the world, but I was so thoroughly impressed. Look.
You are funny.
But I was just so thoroughly impressed that there was a black woman, like, not only running the event for this particular nonprofit, but some of the largest nonprofits that and foundations that I had ever known about.
Wow.
I was just like, whoa, okay, what can I do? How can I support? What, you know? So you weren't doing nothing on my little bitty level. So we started
to I say wow to myself sometimes, for real.
I love it.
I try to maintain being humbled, and I'm like, wow, am I really doing this?
Yes, you are. So I have this thing where, you know, when I meet people who are doing awesome and amazing things, as long as they cool and I like them, then I try to stay in touch and, you know, whenever I can, refer them or whatever. So we've stayed in touch and I've seen.
We have.
You know, via Facebook. I love Facebook. People who hate Facebook, I'm like, yo, you must not be doing it right. Like, I don't know who you adding.
You got the wrong people. You friends with the wrong people, right?
Because I'm like, I got amazing. It's like my Rolodex, and they're like doing awesome things in the world. And yeah, so
yes, I feel you. It is a Rolodex, right?
I love it. Okay.
I'm ready.
Look, but this is what it's supposed to be about. You know, I want to have a conversation or a show where I can literally just have a conversation with awesome and amazing people. And it was
great. I love it.
It wasn't about, you know what it can be about. It's not about that. It's about, here's a conversation. Here's somebody you need to know. And how did you get started? Where in the world did you come from? You are rocking.
How did I get started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first off, what is it that you do? We didn't even say that.
All right. Well, everybody out there in the podcast world. my name is Dani Johnson, and I'm an event producer, a communication specialist, and a brand strategist for the world of philanthropy.
All right. Checkbox.
And I'm about to give myself a promotion soon, so.
I know that's right.
So, anyway, I kind of fell into this, for real. I've always been a creative person. I went to a creative college and was just in my world. So, you know, after college, you just get a job and, you know, there's no real science behind it. You're just like, I need to get money. I need to work. So I fell upon working for a major foundation in Baltimore. And there I was like an administrative assistant working in community change. And I was just so impressed with how the whole focus of what these people were working on was about helping, you know, at-risk communities, my people, you know, your people, and how we can improve their lives. So I'm just observing and learning, and I'm like a sponge. And one day, I was working for a team of really good Black professionals that were all about it, right? And so they were like, we're going to plan this big event in Oakland, California, and we want you to do that. Can you do it? And I was like, what? Can I do it? And I was like, yeah, I think I can do it. Right? So that's how it all began. I planned a meeting for almost 300 people from all across the country that were coming into Oakland to talk about community change and how they work together to, you know, make an impact. And how their connections can, you know, with their collective connections, they can improve the community around them. So I'm like, okay. So I had to do all of the everything, and I had no idea what I was doing, right? And then I had to bring in, like, the Black Panthers for the Black Panther tour. It was like, wow, right? First time ever traveling across the country. I was, like, totally in my realm. So when I pulled it off, right?
Whoa.
And I pulled it off. Like, it was groundbreaking, and everybody was like, wow, you did a great job. And then I was like, I think I found my calling. Like, I was like natural at it, right? So then I was like, I need to learn a little bit more, because I really didn't know what I was doing. So then the organization, the foundation, said they would pay for like schooling. And so I already had a degree in advertising and communications, but I wanted to know more about the science of bringing people together.
I love it.
Right? It's a science, right?
Yes.
So I was like, all right, so Goucher College had this professional development certificate program in event planning, and I took it. And lo and behold, after that, that's how it all began. The organization was like, you're doing all the events. And then finally, let me know when you want me to shut up and you want to ask. So I was doing all the events, and then I was like, I want more money. You know what I mean? I want more money. I'm doing, you know, I'm now like, I'm still an assistant, and I'm doing all this high level event planning work for y'all, and I want more money. So they weren't going to give me no more money. So one of my dear friends, who she inspired me, and she was like, you need to start your own business. Hmm. And I was like, really? I was like, well, what would I call it? What, you know, she was like, you could do this. It's a niche. And I'm like, really? So I was seriously contemplating, very scared. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then things, I believe in, what is it called? Synchronicity?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I had put my intention out there, and then things started to happen. Like, for example, one of the top consultants at the foundation said, I'm going to pay for you to take this really advanced leadership class, and I'll pay for it. And I'm like, really? Yeah, he said he'll pay for it. So meanwhile, my friend has a dream. This, I know this sounds crazy.
No, it don't.
Okay, she had a dream like maybe 2 weeks later, and I'm signed up for this leadership class. She calls me in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, was like, I have the name of your company. And it came to me in a dream. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, it's special gathering. And I'm like, special gathering. That's I was like, that's it. And she was like, that's how you make people feel special when they gather. So I was like, all right, I love it. I said, that's it. So now I'm like, all right, I got to really do this thing, right? So I took the leadership class, and I'm not going to say the name of the leadership class.
Damn, that was the next question I had. Well,
all right. So he told me that he signed me up for Landmark Forum.
Yo,
yo, I did it. I did it, but I had to stop. It got a little too deep, right? But it got too deep for me, but it gave me enough that I needed to start my business, right?
Man, so I had to leave early. Quick sidebar. So I had to leave early because I was literally sitting in my seat and I was like, I need to be doing shit like this.
Right.
Okay, this ain't going.
Wow.
Let me. And so I remember, this was last year. I remember critiquing like their whole, and I was like, okay, I'm in a, okay.
It's so transformative. Like, see, all right.
Okay.
I'll never go back to them, but it gave me what I needed.
Yes.
Right then, right? So the bit that what I took away from that experience, right, was the lady, the whatever they are called in the front of the room, she was like, you know, whatever you think of yourself, whatever you believe about yourself, that's what other people believe of you. So I'm like, okay. So she was like, well, whoever you think you are, want to be, you need to start enrolling others into who that is and your possibility. So then I was like, hot, darn it. I said, okay, so before I was like, I'm just an administrative assistant.
Yo, that was my
title. I was like, no, I'm an event planner. And then it became, I'm an entrepreneur doing event planning, right? Yeah. So listen to this. So then, so that weekend, you know, it's like a 3-day sitting there all day, right? So that Monday, I go into work and I resign. I was like, I'm enrolling y'all right now. I'm done. I resigned, and the president of the foundation called me into his office and was like, are you crazy, Danny? He's like, what are you doing? I said, I started my own business called Special Gathering, and I'm focusing on the field of philanthropy. He was like, there's no money in philanthropy. I said, we'll see. He was like, well, if you want a job, the door is open. I said, I won't be back. And then they gave me my first contract. So that's how it all got started, for real. And I've been in business now for technically, legally, about 12 years, but I was doing events on the side for like 15 years.
Wow. Wow. That's one hell of a story. I love it. I love it.
And, I mean, it was bold. I mean, but it gave me what I needed right then, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So from the time when you took, because you said you decided that you wanted more money, and then, but that was only after you had taken the first certificate at Goucher. So right. What kind of time frame was that?
It was probably like a two year process, because the certificate program was about a year long.
Okay.
And then I started to transform my thinking about, you know, I started to take it real serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And but you were already doing events.
I was not, it was just like, you know, I don't want to say it. This is going to be really crazy, but I am going to say it. Yes, I was already doing events, and they wanted me to do.
Oh, wait.
Get what I'm saying?
Everything paused. You said, yes, you were doing events, but
the organization did not want to say that they didn't want to put me in position to say that I was the meeting planner. I was getting the work, but I didn't get the recognition or the money to go along with it.
That's because they weren't ready to pay you.
Right, well, but that's okay.
It sounds like they were gonna pay you until you recognized who you were and accepted and acknowledged and stepped out on who you were. They were waiting for you to catch up. It sounds like they were waiting for you to catch up. Like when you said that the person said that whoever you say you are.
Right.
So yeah. When you said, no, this is who I am. They was like,
this is who I am. Well,
well, let me give you the money then. That's who you say you are.
Yeah, so that was really powerful. And every time I tell the story, people are like, you are crazy. No. You sometimes have to be crazy, or you just wake up, you know what I mean, to who you really are. And I'm about being present to who I am, and I practice that, and I have to practice. It's practice, you know what I mean? Yeah. But at the same time, you are in control. Mm. I'm in control.
Full control. Yeah.
Right.
Full control.
Full control.
Control.
I love it. I can't wait till Janet comes back. I was going to buy tickets to her show. She was supposed to be in Baltimore back in February.
Don't get
that was
going to
be the show of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so. Okay.
So why not wait? So your business is for profit though.
It is. And it's social entrepreneur.
Yes, I love it. I mean, I'm all about that. Like, I feel my master's degree is in nonprofit management and fundraising.
Okay.
But I'm not a fan of nonprofits. Like, they're just not, I can't, my mind doesn't.
You can't wrap
equate.
Your mind.
My bachelor's degree is in accounting. And I,
okay. So, you got all the right, you got it all to do it well.
Ma'am, that's the point. I'm working on it. But I did nonprofit management because I was tapping. I wanted to do a degree in social entrepreneurship. And mm-hmm. at the time, the nonprofit management was the closest thing that I could get to social entrepreneurship.
Okay.
So why a for-profit over a nonprofit? Because
I was observing the game. It's not a game, but I'm going to call it a game.
Yes, it is a game.
I was observing it. And I didn't know anything about, like, I didn't even have a thought about doing or being or working or starting a nonprofit at the time. That wasn't even my thinking. I was looking at how the consultants that these institutions hire were the brainchild behind and the strategist behind a lot of the work we see happening. And I wanted to be a part of that movement behind the scenes that, you know, are shaping movements and pulling together the strategy and the brand so that it could, you know, people could take hold of it and run with it. And so I wanted that. And that's what I saw. I didn't see people, you know, I just didn't, my focus was not there. I wanted to be behind the scenes. Like a consultant.
I love it. So how long did it take you to transition? Because now you're no longer a consultant. You have a full-fledged company.
Yeah. I started off as a company. So once my friend, before I announced my departure, I had already, within a two-week span of my friend getting the vision, and then I'm scheduled to attend Landmark Forum. Within a two-week time, I had already started Special Gathering. And so I had already started the business. I had already put it together. So, so I started off like that. I started off as a business, which was a better position. Because then we're talking about not me as an individual or an hourly rate. It's like full contract. Does that make sense?
Hell yeah. You talking about steak. That's real money. We talking about real money. That's what I heard you say. We talking about real money. We're not talking about rinky-dink money that only going to cover me. We're talking about money that's going to cover me and my team. Like, all of us need to eat. So this is what the contract looks like. That's what I heard you say.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's positioning you differently. It's not you as an individual. It's you as an organization now. It's an entity. So
put them big girl draws on.
Like, you were funny.
Yes.
But you know what? I was built to be an entrepreneur. I had many experiences before Special Gathering that, you know, the college I went to was all about being entrepreneurial. And so
where'd you go to school?
I graduated from the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City with a degree in advertising and communication. So the school was really competitive, and, you know, it was real competitive.
Yeah, we hear about it. I think there's a TV show about FIT. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, so I graduated there, and I mean, so it was all about, you know, what side gigs you got. I went to my whole college. I was, I want to say, consulting, making money doing press kits for people trying to get in the music industry. That's how I survived through college, doing that type of work. I had a little, I had a hustle. That was my hustle. And so, yeah, so that's crazy.
I love it. So you're like, I'm born for this, yo. I am made for this. I got you. So where are you from?
I am from this little community that I love so graciously. It's a beautiful community called Pumphrey.
Pumphrey. Oh, here in Maryland. So you know Mr. David. What's his real name?
Yes, David Marks.
Mark.
We grew up Marcus. A block
that's
away
from Mr. Marcus. That's what I be trying.
Yeah, we grew up together in this special place.
I love it.
He grew up a block away.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes.
I love
it. I grew up in Pumphrey.
Okay. Okay, so you're from Maryland. Okay, awesome. So, okay, yeah. So you left your job. Did you have savings?
No, I had nothing.
Okay.
I had absolutely nothing.
Well, you had a business.
Nothing, but I had a passion and I had talent.
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? I didn't even really know I had, I knew I had the passion. I knew I'd found my calling. Yeah. Like I could do an event with my eyes closed, or come up with a strategy to position something, or the look of something, or, you know, I could just do it with my eyes closed. You know what I mean? And it feels good. Like it's like taking an empty canvas and just like, if you tell me your vision and I will pull it together like a scientist or like a artist. And so for me, I didn't need anything else. I wasn't even scared or concerned. I just knew, like, I found my calling, and look, you know.
It is what it is.
Oh, if it just try something else, but I put all 100% into one basket.
How many events do you think you had done at that point? It was like a year, though.
It was more than a year. I was doing the events there. Probably I worked at that foundation for 4.5 years. And after the first year, that's when I started doing the events for them.
Oh, wow.
So I probably had done around 50 events or 60 for them as an institution before I started out on my own. And they ranged from small retreats, not big, you know, it was just different types of things. So,
but you had the practice of pulling it together, seeing what pieces are required, and you had experience over a range of different types of events, sizes. So
exactly.
You had a pretty solid foundation. So I would, you didn't exactly jump out there on faith. You had already did it.
Right, exactly.
You had the experience to back you up to say, no, this is what I've done.
Yeah, but I didn't know what I do and being a business owner are two different things.
That's true, but you did it.
I did it, right? I did. Thank you.
I did it. It might be different, but you
sometimes did. I want to run. I don't like business, but I just want to be creative. You know what I mean? Just let me create.
Okay. Well, you created a wine line. Can we talk about that? I was so excited. Sure. I was so stoked. I'm like, yes! Where can we go for the tasting? Where can I go? Where can I get a bottle?
So, all right. So the background story to how all of this evolved was one of my clients. I was planning a conference in Napa Valley, California. And, you know, as an event planner, you have to go and scout the territory before, you know, you can have an event. You got to get your vendors in play, know the landscape, the partners, the key people. You have to understand the flow and, you know, where things are located. So I had gone out on an exploratory visit and met the president of, he's the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce for Napa. Mm-hmm. And he and I, we like immediately hit it off. And he's a, he used to be a former marketing VP for the MBA. And he said, you know, and he wanted to know about my business and everything. And he was like, you know, he was like, I think you're undervaluing what you do. And I'm like, what? Mm. And I was like, for a while, I've been in this box where people boxed me as an event planner. But Danny does a lot more than that. You know what I mean? I do program strategy, branding, visual branding, message, bring communications, all of it. So I was really wanting to expand my scope and how and the services that I offer. So when he said that, I was like, what do you mean? Right? What you talk about, Willis?
Exactly.
So he said, I think that you, everything that you're doing, you need to focus on, he said, you need to focus on doing or just philanthropic lifestyles. And I'm like, really? He was like, yeah, you should do philanthropic lifestyles. You should be a boutique agency that focuses on that. And I'm like, wow, what does that mean? He wouldn't give me no more. So I had to figure it out for myself, right? So then everything started to fall together where at the event, I couldn't stay at the hotel because it was sold out event. Yay.
Of course. So
me and my team had to stay at another property. This property was a vineyard, and he had hooked me up to stay there, and it was a beautiful vineyard, and I met the winemaker of the vineyard. So I'm staying at his house. So I one day he was like, I'm gonna do a tasting for y'all, and I'm like, okay. Tasted the wine, fell in love. And I said, you know what? I said, now I understand what he was talking about. I said, what if I wanted to have my own label and you'd be my winemaker? He was like, yeah, let's make it happen. And he had never done that before. So, so Napa Valley winemaker agrees to label Special Gathering Wine.
Come on with it.
So then it grows from there. So then I'm like, all right. So now I am still at a crossroads with rebranding Special Gathering as an agency for philanthropic lifestyles that inspire what it. Okay, so basically, let me start over. So my new tagline for Special Gathering.
So here's what I want to take a pause and say. So for everybody who's listening to this, you can start some shit without having all the pieces memorized. Like because listen, most people feel like, oh no, I ain't ready because I gotta have it like this. No, she already has a wine line, and I'm looking at her like, put it together. Hold on, I ain't said this 30,000 times yet. Wait a minute. And I love it. Like, but it's like when you in your zone, when you do what you are called to do, it don't matter. Like,
it don't matter, right?
I want to get a bottle, and I don't care about no tagline. I just wait. Okay, well, can I get a bottle? When you
all right? Well, you gotta come this Friday to Wine and Revolution in
oh,
DC.
Man, you ain't said nothing but a word. Come on. Now.
Yeah, look on my Facebook page. Yeah, Wine and Revolution. It's a wine tasting. But basically, you know, so I'm repositioned Special Gathering now to be a philanthropic, focused only on philanthropy like it has been, but a creative agency for like strategic branding, communications, events, spirits, and philanthropic lifestyles. So
I love it. That means we're going to have liquor at the event.
Yeah. It's all focused on, you know, people that want to help other people. So, and you're right. You don't have to have it all together.
No.
Look, you are supposed to just step and trust. Mm. Mm. Step and trust in a higher power. Mm. And it'll all, well, you just got to be pure about it. You know what I mean? You have to have the right intentions. And then it'll all just fall in place. And then, like you, you're so inspiring because you have such a positive attitude and positive outlook. And so that draws people and things to you. You know what I mean?
And that's why I'm funneling it to y'all. I'm just like, yo, I'm just, thank you. I'm glad you like me. Let me sit. Who you need? Okay, I got you. Need a therapist? Oh, you need somebody to do events? Oh, what you
need? Yes. That's right.
I'm just a connector. Look, I even got the tattoo to prove it.
Oh, God, you are a connector. You are official.
That's it. I got these tattoos before I even knew. I think when I left the nonprofit, I got, I was like, okay, I'm done with corporate anything. I'm going to get these tats on my arm because, you know, that's where the artists get the tats. So that means,
yeah.
I thought it meant you unemployable, but
no, it doesn't. No, it makes you.
For me, I was like, yo, I can't get another job. I got tats on my forearm. I'm ready. Let's get it.
See?
Yeah,
you
that
did
it. Exactly what happened.
You're doing your thing. You are so inspiring.
Thank you. So are you, Danny.
Aw, thank you.
I can't wait to get some of this wine on Friday.
Well, come on.
I'm coming. So where can everybody else who is not going to be in D.C. on Friday, where can they get the wine from?
They can't get the wine unless they're doing an event because we only distribute through events.
I know, that's right. Special.
No, but one day I'm aspiring to be distributed retail, but it's gangster with that.
Okay. So will you host your own event?
Yes. So I plan to start hosting my own event called Philanthropy Lounge.
I love it. Okay.
Yes. So right now I haven't launched that yet, but you could go. I launched the Special Gathering Wine website. It's specialgathering.wine. Mm-hmm. Check it out right now. It's really cool.
Okay. Don't play.
You doing it right now?
Yeah. You just talked it again. In the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you to do it right now, but I don't really mean right now.
And then Mama's Art Boutique is my other philanthropic endeavor.
I love it.
And it's like get clothed in philanthropy. So it's really cool. It's like an online boutique with different things related to philanthropy.
Okay.
So yeah, but yeah, Philanthropy Lounge, that's my next big thing. Cause you know, after planning probably hundreds of events in my lifetime, mm-hmm. I've never planned my own event.
A birthday party, nothing.
No, no, not that. But I'm saying like
100, 200, 300.
No, not that. I'm talking about, you know how some producers have their own event that is a signature event for their own brand? Like, I don't want to mention any names.
No, I understand.
Okay.
Look, you're ready to go to the next level. It's time.
It's time, yeah. Yeah. I'm working on it. So
you're gonna be expanding your team soon too.
Firm.
That sounds like
exactly. Business.
That's what I heard.
You heard.
Yes.
Who told you that?
Girl, from God's mouth to my ears. Like, oh, boutique. Oh, I better get this wine while I can. That's
Oh, you are funny. I want to see you there too on Friday.
You will. Don't play.
No, but it's a good reason. It's in celebration of Black Philanthropy Month.
I love it. Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, August is Black Philanthropy Month.
It matches Black August. I can dig it. I'm definitely coming.
You can.
I was coming for real. I'm definitely coming for real now.
You have to. And it's going to be It's going to be an art exhibit by this artist under the name of Sanctioned, and he goes around to the different organizing events, you know, in support of our communities, and he takes really powerful photographs of real-time things that are happening, movements that are happening.
Wow.
So you get to see his photography, and you get to taste and sip my wine.
I love it.
Yay.
I can dig it.
You can dig it.
Those are all the questions. One last question.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. I've got a couple. Just a couple, I promise.
Okay.
What advice would you give to someone who's looking to get into event planning? Or not even event planning, right? But someone, so I work with a lot of coaches and new entrepreneurs. And I'm really big on, you know, online is great, but you really need to get offline. And you really need to have something, right? A special gathering, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's advice, true.
Yes. What advice would you give to someone who may not yet be in a place to hire you, but is trying to put their own event, signature event together?
Okay, so that's a loaded two questions. So I'll start. It's like either doing an event or you want to become an event planner.
You don't want to become an event planner. You just don't have the budget to hire an event today.
Okay. So my thing is, if you're talking about an organization, right? Mm-hmm. I would say the first thing I would advise on is to decide on if it is a fundraiser or is it just to raise the visibility of your work and the mission of your work.
Okay.
Right? Because a lot of times people are like, oh, I just need to throw an event, and then the mission is forgotten or it's not as visible as it could be. And I always advise people to lead with the mission and vision and the purpose as to why you even exist. Mm. Start there and build everything else around it. Then people start to catch on and believe in it because, you know, you're pushing why you even exist.
You're enrolling in your possibility.
Yes. That's right. So, you know, people get caught up in, you know,
everything.
I just think you just have to be clear. You have to have a strategy and you have to have a revenue strategy. And it's just people don't put, you know, they don't look at it as a strategy. They just throw an event and you got to have a strategy behind it. So
does it make a difference if it's a visibility event versus a fundraiser? Oh, I presume the budget, how much you planning to spend.
Exactly.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or if it's a visibility event, sometimes you don't charge people.
Better not spend a whole bunch of money neither.
No, but you know, it's just being clear on what your strategy is. A lot of people don't have a strategy. They just like, let's sell the tickets.
But it needs to be part of a much larger picture.
A master plan because an event is just a open window to a larger purpose within your organization. It contributes towards something. It opens the window towards something larger and greater. And so, but you, in order for you to take advantage of it, of that opening, you have to be strategic.
Mm-hmm. So you need to plan 3 or 4 steps ahead. We need to
Or know exactly what you want the outcomes to be, mm-hmm. or what your goals are. You know, some people don't even know if they want to raise money. They don't know how much money they want to raise. So if you say, you know, we want this to be a fundraiser, put a dollar amount to it. Let's our goal be 20,000. You know,
I know that's right.
And so you set it up so that you can clear 20,000. So yeah. So.
I love it. Come with a plan. Quit playing around.
I'm with a plan, exactly.
Got you.
Yeah.
What's the best business advice you've ever gotten?
The best business advice that I've ever gotten, there are 2 points I want to say, is that you can't do it all and you need to hire people that have the right skill set to do different pieces of your work that run, you know, to run your business. So, for example, I'm not an accountant, so you have to hire an accountant, you know what I mean? Or a lawyer, you know, so just hire the right people. And then the other piece of advice is to, hire people around you that are smarter than you.
I love that. Surround yourself with people smarter than you. I mean, who wants to be if you're the smartest person in the room, you're definitely in the wrong room.
Right. Right. But you know, some people, you got to be strong to do that. But yes, so, that's the piece of advice.
Get your weight up. I mean, seriously, you can't be playing. So get your weight up.
That's right.
I mean, how else do you get strong besides lifting
other people up?
Yes,
that's right.
I love that you gotta
help other people grow, right?
I love that. That's a quotable. I'm totally making a meme off it. I just want you to know. Put your name on it.
Thank you.
Okay, so last but not least, what's your favorite song?
What is my favorite song? Right now?
Yes.
Right now, it would probably be, and this is probably going to get me later, but Backyard Party.
That's okay.
It's a dance song. I love it.
Are we going to hear it on Friday?
Huh?
We're going to hear it on Friday?
I don't know what we're going to hear on Friday, but it's going to be some good music. It's always good music there at Darnell's.
I know, that's right. Okay, Darnell's. Let me make sure I write this down. All right, so where can people find you? They have an event. Do you do events all over the country?
I do. I'm do national events.
You better come on with it. I didn't even know.
I do local stuff too, but I do a lot of national stuff.
International yet?
Not international yet. I did Puerto Rico one time, but that's a U.S. territory.
That's international. You need a plane to get there.
Okay.
You're going over water.
I'm going over water. So, yes, I did do international. I did an event in Puerto Rico. Wait a minute. I did an event in Mexico, too.
Come on. You're just not going to count. You're just going to count them out.
I'm sorry. I blank out because it's like literally I stepped right over the line and I did an event.
So you run an international boutique event planning firm.
All right.
That's what you just told me. Okay.
That's what I just told you. All right. You're reminding me. Thank you.
Ma'am.
Thank you. You are
I love
too
it. Good. Who knew?
Yes.
So where can we find this international boutique planning firm?
All right. So, you know, all that social media stuff like Facebook Special Gathering, or my website, specialgathering.com. Don't forget the A. I'm on Twitter as Event Impossible. my wine and Mama's Art are also all there. So all out there in the universe.
I love it. Well, thank you, Danny. This has definitely been an awesome and amazing conversation. I will see you on Friday. I am so excited. I'm going to bring my own glass.
Yeah, bring your own glass. That's right. And I got to join you one day so I can make my own glass.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to find that information so that I can send it to you. We will definitely
be ready. Funny. So when is this beautiful interview going to air?
I need about 2 weeks. We're a little backlogged. But okay. Yes, give me about 2 weeks and go air. My assistant will send you the link, and right before it gets posted, you will find out. So for all the listeners, thank you for listening. As I always say, freedom requires friends. So please, please, please make Danny one of your friends. Go holler at her website, aspecialgathering.com, especially if you have an awesome and amazing event that you're putting together. So again, yes. Danny, I am so super duper appreciative. I cannot wait.
Thank you. And I really enjoyed this, and I'll be on your show anytime.
All right.
This episode of the Freedom Friends Show is brought to you by the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge. If you're ready to take back your power and achieve all of your dreams and goals, then join the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge today. That's CoachYadamnSelf.com. CoachYadamnSelf.com.